Well, hello there, my little cock-sucking slut. So, I know you want to be a good cocksucker for me, don't you? You want to be a good little cock-sucking glory hole cocksucker, don't you? Yes. Well, with my training and tutelage, I can guarantee that you will learn how to properly please cocks in such a way that has them coming back to your mouth again and again and again. Now, when you first go to those glory holes, there's a few things that you need. Definitely some kind of lip gloss, lipstick, or something to coat your lips with. I guarantee you that you're going to need the extra lubricant. Besides, you're a cocksucker. It'll look real sexy. Second, having some kind of foam pad in which to rest your knees on while you're waiting for black cock and while you're giving black cock head is important. After being on your knees for several hours, you can get quite sore, so having some kind of knee pad is important. Nothing big, something small. The other thing you'll need is water. You need to stay properly hydrated when you go to surface those big black nigger cocks. That's right. I said it. Big black nigger cocks. They like having their dick sucked by a little white cocksucker. Especially at a glory hole like you. Yeah. Just waiting to service their black dick. And as important as the black shaft is, my sweet little cocksucker, there's also something as important, if not more so, and those are those balls. Oh, those full, heavy balls. I mean, just imagine, there you are on your knees, and here, sliding through the glory hole, is a gorgeous BBC cock. I mean, a big, black cock. It's engorged. And then you see those balls. And you can just tell just by looking at them how swollen they are, how heavy they are. And you have this urge, because you are a natural cocksucker, to help them relax or unwind by caressing the swollen sack with your tongue. Gently at first, but caressing the sack with your tongue and kind of, well, to put it bluntly, getting those juices flowing in those swollen scrotums full of what you crave. Because I know you're a cum slut. And I know you really, really enjoy the taste of cum. And not just any cum. You love big black cock cum. That's why you're at a glory hole. On your knees. That's why you've been looking at all those pictures. I mean, look at how gorgeous those black cocks. Trust me, my sweet little slave. They are more impressive in person than they ever are in those photos. And I say that because when you actually put one of those big black cocks in your mouth, I guarantee you, you will be shocked at how much space those cocks take up in your mouth. I mean, they're just huge. I, being a woman, a dainty, delicate flower of a woman, have a hard time actually taking a 9.5, 10-inch cock in my mouth because I hardly have any room to breathe. That's right, especially when it gets lodged in my throat. And this is something really important for you to know in your training. Yes, it is very aggressive and very scary. Not scary. It can be unsettling when you have a large black cock, a nigger dick, buried in your throat. And this is when you need to remember your training. And this is when you need to remember to relax, to enjoy what's going on. Because I guarantee you, these big black cocks, they really enjoy filling up your mouth hole with their man meat, with their nigger meat, right down your throat. and they're doing it all for their pleasure. There's some willing little cockslut who's got his mouth wide open, filled with nigger cock. And all that little bitch wants to do is get you off. I tell you, it is very, very, very arousing for those niggers to do that. Especially for someone who's so willing. But here's the fun part. While you are sucking them off, and while their shaft is in your mouth, I want you to pay particular attention to their shaft, where the head meets the shaft. That mushroom head will be quite engorged and large. There is a way to properly milk that cock. And when you milk it, you get the sweetest, yummiest thing you've ever tasted. And that is the pre-cum. Now, when you are a cock slut and you are on your knees, it's very easy for you to get over-eager and to rush the blowjob. But you do not want to do that. The secret here, my sweet little cocksucker, is to take your time. You want to please the cock, but you don't want it to come too quickly. Besides, when they come, it's over. Done. What are you going to do then? They leave, and then you have to wait for another one. What you need to do is you need to aggressively suck and back off. So you firmly wrap your lips around their shaft, you pull their cock into your mouth, and then you just tug right on the head right before it comes out of your mouth. You tug like you're desperate to get that last ounce, that last little bit out of the straw, whatever it is that's in your mouth, you want it. But then when you take your mouth off, give the cock, especially those nigger dicks, a few seconds to recover, because it's a very intense sensation, and if you do it too often, too quickly, you can actually make them spontaneously come in your mouth, which is fun, don't get me wrong. However, you want to take your time. You want to play with the cock. You want to tease it with not just your lips, but your mouth as a whole. That means your tongue, your cheeks, you're creating suction in your mouth, you're licking with your tongue, you're using your lips, and don't be surprised if you find the next day after sucking all these BBCs that your lips are actually sore. And here's why. When you are pleasing those big black shafts, just think about it, there's more square inches of cock than anyone else. And it's just so much to please that it just, they naturally require more of your attention and focus. And so your lips just naturally, because you are a natural cocksucker, naturally want to give as much pleasure as they can to every inch, every square inch of those glorious nigger cocks. And the only way to properly do that is to use every part of your mouth and your lips. Well, trust me. Trust me, Bobby. You'll get used to it. Those lips will become very, very good at making cocks very, very hard. And at some point, you'll master that technique where you can actually begin to suck the pre-cum out of those gorgeous cocks and those full, achy balls. You know, the ones that hold all that jizz in. I mean, just imagine it. There you are on your knees, and there, coming through the glory hole, is a gorgeous big black cock. A nigger's dick. It sounds so dirty, and yet your mouth opens, your tongue comes out, and you welcome that engorged head into your little fuck hole. And you begin to pleasure the shaft, sucking and swallowing and bobbing your head up and down. Bobby your head up and down on that shaft. You understand? You bob your head up and down on it, and you just understand that you are there to please those BBCs, and they don't have to put their dick in your mouth. You are a very, very lucky cocksucker. So, as they're beginning to get off in your mouth and you can taste the pre-cum, I suggest a 20-minute, 30-minute blowjob. If you do it under 5 minutes, it means someone's doing something wrong. If you're going to be a good cocksucker, and please, those nigger cocks, you need to take your time. They want to get as much pleasure as they can out of your little fuckhole of a mouth. And sure, it is fun for them to nut and leave, but I'll tell you, there is nothing like making a little bitch suck and swallow your dick over and over and over again. That really gets them off. It can be slightly humiliating. However, I guarantee you that you are giving them so much pleasure, not just with your lips and your tongue and your mouth, but just being a warm rut receptacle in which they can place their cocks and skull fuck you. Oh, that is so hot for them. They love to do that. They love to fuck your mouth. And your reward for all of this hard work is to nut in your mouth. Yes, to give you that reward that you've been so desperately sucking for. But like I said, you need to take your time. Because while it's fun right now, you want it to happen again and again and again and again, over and over and over again. The only way to be a good cocksucker for me is to take your time and to please every square inch of those big black cock. I mean, just look at them when they come through the glory holes. You've seen pictures of it. Huge mammoth cocks coming right through the hole. And what do? You open your mouth, you please them, you give them pleasure, and then the only reward you want is their hot black jizz in your belly. Yes. Oh, yes. You can just imagine it now, can't you? There you are, after 20, 30 minutes, sucking cock over and over, bobbing your head up and down and up and down. Eventually, oh, they just nut right down your throat and you have to swallow. Because his cock is in your throat. And it's the only thing you know to do. And so they begin spurting and emptying those swollen sacks into your belly. That's when you know you've done a job well done. Not only do you want to be a good glory hole cocksucker, but you want to be a memorable one. And that's when that lipstick comes into play. They'll remember that shade of red or pink. Whatever color you wear, they will remember, because it'll be all over their black cock. And you want to be a popular BBC cocksucker, don't you? Especially those glory holes. You know, word gets around that you're good at something. They just want to keep coming over and doing it to you again and again and again. Oh, I just know you'll be perfect at it. I just know you'll be a perfect slave for me. You do want to be a good cocksucker for me, don't you? Yes. Yes, you do. You do want to be a good cocksucker for me, don't you?